One of my biggest fears when planning the tour around Ireland and figuring out the merchandise was that I wouldn't have a good vehicle to sell. But thanks to Shopify, I can use justgoodstuff.ie. I can update the website from my dressing room. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your 1 euro per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
Mark Megan's Roast Mortem. Thanks to the Brehon Hotel and Spa. In line with tradition, in tune with today. See thebrehon.com.
Welcome back to the Roast Mortem. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Very quick message from our sponsors before we begin today's show. As you know, this podcast, The Roast Mortem, is sponsored by the Brehon Hotel and Spa in Killarney, which I have, as all of you will be aware, I have been a major, major fan of the Brehon ever since the exact date they started the sponsorship. You know, and the fandom extends as long as the sponsorship. Nevertheless, the Brehon Hotel and Spa and Killarney have given me a code, MARK20, for you to use. You get 20% off your entire stay. So, as in like the room. Let's not be, well, I had four steaks and Mark said, no, he didn't say that. Read the fine print before you make any form of transaction with the business, okay? Ring them up or book online. Use the code MARK20 and you get 20% off. If you're speaking to them, just say you listen to the podcast and they will give you the discount. Now. On with the show. Just when we thought we were out. So, guys, I'm just going to cut it straight with you here. I have genuinely never seen somebody flog to death the subject of weddings since Michael downloaded Instagram and started to try and grow a following a couple of months ago.
Tried.
Successfully.
Yes.
Availed of somebody else's following. Do you know what I mean?
Kate. That's sorry, Kate. I love you.
That's not fair. Kate's following is very loyal.
Yes,
both of them. So no, that's again not fair. Nevertheless, we are at a bit of a juncture here. Today's roast mortem was supposed to be about this: the sister with the voucher.
Yes,
right. I won my sister.
Hiya, Mark. I won my sister €1,000 wedding dress voucher in a local radio station before her wedding, and she complained to people that I didn't get her a gift. Married 10 years, and she still talks about it.
So that's what we were supposed to be talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seems to be pretty divisive about it. I feel very strongly about it. I think that it is a gift.
Okay.
I think that if you win €1,000 as a voucher and you ring up your sister and say, listen, swidge bag, I know you're getting married to Phelan in June, you old hag. Listen, I know you found some lumberjack to sling his sausages up your guff, but...
Ah,
no,
Jesus,
do you know what I mean? It doesn't even make any sense linguistically, sexually, or from an intimate basis or perspective. Mm. However... I think if you ring up your sister and say, listen, I've just won a voucher for €1,000, you could use that for your wedding dress. Would that suffice as a present? Or would you just like a standard gift?
Mm.
You know, or, yeah, anyway, look, that's my perspective. We've posted on Instagram. Everybody has shared their thoughts. It is what it is. But as always seems to happen with the roast mortem and the weekly roast, we open one door and that leads us down an alleyway into oblivion. And there in that oblivion, we slip into an ether of the ridiculous and absurd. And that is where we are today, my friends. Today, forget the fucking €1,000. Excuse my language. Forget the €1,000. Oh, sorry, the GoFundMe's up and running.
So, yeah, let's not forget it.
Well, the €1,000. No, I'm talking about the wedding dress.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Sorry. Oh, I got confused.
Nevertheless, the GoFundMe is now live.
Mm.
Everybody said to me that this was the greatest idea ever. And then I launched the GoFundMe essay, and within an hour, there was only two donations. One from me and one from Mystery Mick that I forced him to do. So dig deep, you bastards. We've discussed this before. Guys, there's two. Look, let me just level with you here entirely, okay? Whenever I do paid content on Instagram, you have to engage with that because that avails me to do other good things that you benefit from for free. So if you see me doing a paid ad on Instagram, like it, comment something underneath like neato job, Mark, or Brillo work, Megan.
And so then, interesting.
And then the commercial wheel keeps going. I'm happy to be totally transparent with you all as to how I earn a living, right? And that means then you can avail of all the free stuff without having to pay for it. Mm. Otherwise, there's paywalls introduced and nobody wants that. Anyway, we decided as a sort of, as an answer to the, shall I say, high expectations of certain wedding couples we've had on the podcast recently, namely a Northern Irish couple who wanted money for a car 3 months in advance of their wedding. We thought, will we start a wedding fund, a weekly roast wedding fund, and give one lucky listener the day of their dreams? And that's happening. I thought we could do $5,000, but as it stands, we're on €262, so maybe my ambitions are a little bit too lofty. Wouldn't be the first time.
It'd be a small check.
Certainly won't be the last. We do have one wedding vendor on board so far who's going to give them a €300 dance tutorial.
Oh, wow.
Which is amazing. That's so dead. If you're out there and you want to donate, literally €1, by the way, if, as I said, if everybody listening to this podcast today donated €3, we'd have 150K in it. Mm. So just be one of the good ones. Click the link and just donate. And it's, again, I don't get any money from this. There's no commercial benefit to me or to Michael from this. So all of the couples that are entering, by the way, you should throw in a euro or two as well, because you're helping yourself or another couple. The idea is that this is like a weekly rose community thing, so get involved if you want to. However, sorry, I'm rambling because I've had my coffee, and that's, anyway, the point that I'm trying to get to is we're not talking about any of that shit today. Because we've stumbled across a story that is actually more outrageous. Genuinely more outrageous. When I first got this from you this morning, I thought this has to be a piss take.
Mm.
But my friends, it's not a piss take. This is real life. It's not a fantasy.
No.
Would you be into Queen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, pretty iconic band.
I didn't ask if they're iconic or not. I asked, would you be into them?
Yeah, I like Queen, Mark.
Okay.
Do you?
No, actually.
Oh, okay.
I respect Freddie Mercury's genius.
Right.
But I don't listen to them, and I don't enjoy listening to them.
Okay.
You know some bands like that that you can go, yeah, I can see it, but it just doesn't tickle my, you know?
Okay.
Would you have that with any bands?
Slayer.
Slayer?
I don't know.
Are you a Spanish student?
That's why I put...
Are you a Spanish student on a packed stars with a JanSport with a knitted on badge?
That's just a really niche visual
reference that I hope somebody will identify with. Growing up in the 90s in Ireland was getting on to a stuffed dart in the summer, packed full of a litter of Spanish students, and they would have their JanSports with like Metallica or Slayer. They loved Slayer.
Yeah.
The Spaniards and Argentinians
really
love Slayer.
Interesting.
Big Slayer fans.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not.
No.
No.
No. Nevertheless, so I mean this with no exaggeration when I say that this is truly the most outrageous thing. I thought that a couple of weeks ago, was the most outrageous couple I've ever heard in my life.
Mm.
So the story that we're getting into today, and we're going to solicit the help of a guest. We've got, what's her name?
Sarah Kennedy.
No, I prefer to call her what's her name.
Oh.
It's this cool modern sexism thing that I'm doing. you remember how recently I said that I wanted to toughen up and maybe I should just become a bit more masculine. Yes, what's her face? Just sort of cool, like, yeah, what's the story? Love. Just love. Adding love on to everything. Just modern.
The majority female listenership. Yeah,
67% female listenership just going, cool, we're out.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, today we've got Sarah Kennedy.
Sarah Kennedy. The Irish Wedding Blog on Instagram.
Okay, Irish Wedding Blog on Instagram. She is coming on to discuss this story with us. And here it is, right? Without any further ado. Now, this is genuinely the most outrageous story we've ever had, okay? And the reason why we're bringing Sarah Kennedy on to the show is because of this. She once had a cancel... She once had a bride cancel her wedding, okay, asking for a refund. And the reason that she gave for that cancellation was that her fiancé died.
Shocking.
Devastating.
Awful.
It is the one thing we didn't want to happen in the world for the wedding. The flowers to be delayed or poncho to hit the dust. You know what I mean? Poncho would be an absurd name. So his family were massive festival goers and huge fans of plastic outer garments that shield oneself. There could be a full on monsoon and I wouldn't wear one of those ponchos.
Would you not?
I'd sooner go down with the ship Dido style. Genuinely, Captain John Smith in the Titanic. Bury me at sea rather than catch me floundering at a golf event in one of those feckin' ponchos.
That's very fair.
I would drown in my own spit. Go on.
The cost of them as well. Like, you go to a gig and they're like 20 quid.
What sort of CPP are we dealing with there? Cost per poncho.
No, no.
Economics.
Very good.
Go on.
Just, that's very good. Just
economic gags. Yeah. For all you David McWilliams fans out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll go on to spoof now. For all you David McWilliams.
I was going to say, not a big Venn diagram.
No, anyway, we'll get on to some... Now back to the South Dublin spoofology. For all you David McWilliams fans out there. Anyway, you know if you predict 50 recession... Anyway, no. Do you know what I mean? If I guess heads or tails, I'm going to be right 50% of the time. It doesn't mean I'm fucking clairvoyant. Good God. Nevertheless, invite me to the Dorky Book Festival, brother. I had a bestseller. Anyway, I he gets 50K,
my dad would hate that.
He gets 50K listeners in a week, and all of a sudden he thinks he's shoehorning that in. Nevertheless, she had a bride. Somber now,
right?
Mournful.
Okay,
this is a grieving. She had a bride cancel her wedding, telling her that her fiance died.
Oh.
And obviously they needed the refund as a result of the death.
Yeah.
That'd be the first. It'd be like, okay, fiancé dead, funeral, get on to the, Irish wedding blog on Instagram. That'd be the... Her boss at the time said that we needed death certs in order to refund the deposit.
Mm-hmm.
That seems really fair.
Absolutely.
So she got the certs and then she was also made check the newspapers for over a 2-week period. Oh. Does every death get put into the newspaper as a matter of interest?
I don't think so anymore.
No, I think it's now because, RIP.ie is like private.
Yeah, it used to be free, but like it's a big enough cost now.
And now they have a podcast.
What?
They are doing an RIP.ie podcast.
No, they're not.
I swear to God.
For what?
Well, it's just reading.
Reading death notes.
Literally. By the way, more interesting than 98% of the podcasts that do the rounds. So today we'll be doing our biggest icks, episode 3 of the podcast. Today is just a random... episode 4, gone. The average podcast doesn't survive 3 episodes.
No.
So anyway, she had to get the certs and was also made check the newspapers for over a 2-week period. Her father arrived in to tell me that she was in a bad way and could he just get her the money. Right, that's difficult.
Yeah.
He then gave her a cert, but it wasn't filled in. I happened... Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, a few weeks later, I happened to be in a shopping centre randomly. You don't need some justification as well.
No, that's fine.
Just doing some shopping. Women love shopping.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Be careful.
I'm joking. I happened to be in a shopping centre randomly, and sure, there he was, alive and well. Oh my God.
That is insane.
Faking the death.
That's horrific.
Let's speak to Sarah about this.
I think so. Yeah.
How's it going, guys? Anybody out there who has ever set up a small business or a business on the side or their own company will be aware of how all of a sudden overnight you have to wear basically like 1,000 different hats. Whenever I launched justgoodstuff.ie earlier in the year to sell all my merchandise, it was honestly so unbelievably liberating to discover Shopify and to realize that I was actually capable of running and developing my business further myself. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side. Guys, you're very welcome back to the Weekly Roast. It's a really special day today. Not because Michael's getting married, because as we all know, it's not really a special day for most of the listeners.
Brilliant.
They're sick of the content. No, it's a special day because we're joined by Sarah Kennedy.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. Sarah is essentially like a wedding expert.
Yeah, like, well, I've observed the industry now for quite a period of time.
Yeah.
But I started off as a wedding coordinator.
Okay.
So on the cold front line.
Sure.
Up there with like the important jobs of the world.
Yes.
Dealing with couples, and then did that for a number of years. And then I started to just blog about it.
Yeah.
Write about it, and it's a beautiful place to be.
Are you married?
I am.
Okay.
I'll be 12 years married this year.
Okay, didn't ask for the life story, but I'm
just telling you, I think it's important.
You're not dealing
with the rookie here. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, no. I said to Sarah before we started, I said, now look, once the mics are on, I'm going to be a different person, so you have to.
Okay, off the Christmas card.
Oh, God.
Gone.
Anyway, okay, so page 4 of the Kenneth. No, okay. Sarah, we have asked you on today because you have seen it all.
Yeah.
You have really seen everything. I mean, we did a bit of a pre-production chat and there are stories too numerous to mention. However, to bring people up to speed, of course, we've had the chaos of the Northern Irish couple.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was the most outrageous. I thought that was the most brazen attempt at basically, in my words, money gathering, right? To use a sort of politically minded phrase, money gathering by the bride and groom. However, enter from stage left, Sarah Kennedy, because you had an experience that genuinely I thought was a piss take.
Oh, no.
So, Sarah, why don't you just sit down there, okay? Tell us what happened to you.
Well, Mark, thank you for this opportunity, because it's been a long journey and it's sat with me for a long time. So let me take you back.
Please do.
A number of years. I'd say we're circa 2006.
Okay.
We're around
the good old days.
Good old days. We were right, like good Celtic Tiger weddings, booming, all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
I was flying it in my job, booking weddings, left, right, centre.
Pistols.
Oh, like
just to
firing.
Let the listener know, Sarah did two pistol rep, either pistols or penises with her fingers.
Either or. You can decide. So I was working away. I worked across a number of wedding venues.
Yeah.
And there was one particular wedding venue, and it was a lovely seaside location.
Oh, you can't obviously say.
I won't. Well, do you know what? No, I won't. But they were, it was a new enough property, and, you know, it was flying it. Like, a lot of couples were booking it.
Okay.
It was great. So I probably booked about 100 weddings in its first year. Great. Right. That's a good substantial number for a year one.
To people who haven't been married, who aren't married, or who got married long time ago or not yet, all the rest. 2006, primetime Celtic Tiger. What sort of money are we talking for?
Same, probably what we're looking at now.
Which is,
you know, your 40K weddings and buying all sorts. The only difference back in Celtic Tiger was that you didn't have the social media aspect where you're buying all of this stuff. Like, you still had a very clear formula to the day, but people were still spending a lot of money on their food, on their drinks, on their bands.
Sure.
They were, but I actually think we spend more now, to be perfectly honest.
And the social media clearly just...
The social media just completely blows it up. And generationally, there'll be changes. And I think back then, a lot more people were... They kind of stuck to traditions and the flow of the day, whereas, you know, people are a little bit more loosey-goosey now.
Yeah.
You know, having ceremonies and then flying off to exotic locations. A bit more of that going on, you know? You know, notions.
So you get contacted by this couple.
Yeah, in they come.
And they seem like a lovely couple.
Yeah, so I do the show around. So a typical life of a day in the life of a wedding coordinator is a couple will come in, you bring them through, you talk through, you know, what do they want out of their day, and you'll, you know, shape their show around experience as per how their day would flow. You show them everything and they fall in love with the place and they book. They give you a deposit.
And as a matter of interest, the groom-to-be, he didn't look unwell at any point.
No, not a bother on him. Okay. We were out shooting the breeze, having chats. You sit down, you have your cup of tea, you bring out the scones. Mm. You know, you're trying to get the sail over the line as well.
Yeah, of course.
Great chats, right? So this was probably in the summertime this was all going on.
Right.
So, you know, brilliant stuff, whatever, right? So about 6 months out from their wedding then. So you're probably a year into it.
Okay.
Generally at that time, you take a second deposit. Right, and that's kind of now at this point, right, you're probably about €2,000, you've prepaid your venue. So I went out to get that 6 month prepayment, and then the bride reached out to me. And when I say my heart sank when that email came in, so I got an email in to say, Sarah, I am so sorry, but can we have a call? I'm afraid, let's call him John.
Yeah.
John passed away. We can't obviously go ahead with the wedding. I kind of derived that when she told me that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's dead. So I was very upset because I've never had anything like that happen before. It was really sad.
Yeah.
And then
and obviously you're primarily thinking about your commission, really.
Well, it's gone now. Do you know, like, what's a girl to do? That €100 is just not coming in. So then I went to my boss.
Yeah.
And I said, oh God, this
John's
wedding,
gone.
John's gone. He's not coming back.
No.
You know, it's kind of like the David's dead moment of Big Brother. So
you're explaining death to him.
Yeah, I'm explaining. And he's looking at me with no empathy, by the way. Zero empathy. Like, and I was like, what's wrong with this man? I'm like he's dead. He died. And they were due to get married. They have their whole life ahead of them.
Did she mention how he died?
No.
In the email?
No, but she did at the end say, could we get our deposit back?
Okay, so same email.
Same email. Terrible.
John gone.
Not coming back. And you know, it's a difficult time. Could we get our deposit back?
Subject, like John Brown Bread? Like, what was the subject?
Well, you see, she was replying to my 6 month payment due.
The same thread.
Yeah.
I feel like dead husband deserves a new thread.
I kind of feel like she could have just done like an urgent update, like dead. You know,
F-A-O
something.
Yeah, caps lock.
Or if there was emojis at the time, you could have had the little skull, but
the choke emoji or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, the skull, the coffin.
The whole shebang, right? So I kind of said, right, look, we need to sort this out for her because being overly empathetic about everything and very upset, like I was, like there was tears in my eyes, like I felt for her because you build up such a relationship with these couples, which every wedding coordinator will tell you. You really get to know them.
Mm.
So I am.
So basically the long and short of it is that she just said to you, right, husband-to-be is dead.
Yeah.
Any chance of our deposit back?
Yeah.
And that's where she's left.
It's a tough time.
That's where she
left it, right? So I go to my boss, I explain the situation and I'm upset about it. And he's like nothing, robot. Mm. And he said to me, okay, she wants her deposit back. And a deposit is non-refundable. So it's not like it's in the contract, whatever. But I said, look, in a case like this, like, you know, God love her. And he said, get me a death cert and then I'll review it. And I went, please don't make me go back and ask this poor woman for a death cert.
This guy's like a venerable New York City cop.
He's just like, he was kind of giving the look, like, you know, chewing something out the side of his
mouth. Yeah, you go into his office of plumes of smoke.
Yeah. And he was just like, he put the collar up and said, get me the death cert.
Hey, Mackenzie. He calls you by your surname. Hey, Mackenzie.
Wasn't as glamorous as that, but it was along the lines. But
still a raving misogynist.
Well, absolutely. So I then had to pick up the phone to the girl. So I couldn't get through to her for a few days. And I kind of understood.
It's a funeral.
Busy, flat out, you know, grieving. So I then said, right, I'll email her.
Do you do funerals? Did you do funerals?
Oh, yeah, we do them.
You could have just done a little swapperoo.
Well, look, that was, I would have suggested, but how do you say somewhere where you're planning to have your nuptials, you're then.
See, that's where the sales, you know, if you came in there, you
could just
pivot.
The killer. I don't have the killer at it.
You need to just pivot over from the bridal suite into the morning parlour. Bang.
I know. I just, do you know what? I don't have the killer instinct, I think.
Turn
that
the uplighters into downlighters and you're up. So, okay.
The band could have, it would have been epic. Yeah. But the cake just mixed it up a little bit. But I couldn't get hold
from
of her.
Tears
on the phone.
To tears.
I like that.
Very
good.
TIE.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
So I couldn't get hold of her. She wouldn't answer my call. She ghosted me. Not in that
That's
way.
Very,
but,
yeah,
but ghosted me. So then I emailed her again and I said, really sorry to hear that, Mary. We'll call her Mary.
Yeah.
I've liaised with my bosses and look, I'm in a position where I've been asked that to release a deposit, I will need to get a death certificate.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can understand that. It's just, this is a process that we have, etc. So if you'd like to come in and sit down with me, I'll take a look at all the work and we'll get, you know, the boss to come in and we'll get everything squared off for you. So I get a phone call then, literally minutes later, from her dad.
From the dad.
Yeah. So Billy Big Balls comes in.
Okay.
Right. And he's
what sort of accent? Can you do the accent first?
Well, it was a heavy man accent, right?
Okay.
I won't discriminate by area, but it was heavy. And he was like, you know,
there was a little bit of
like,
we want that money.
Yeah, kind of like, she's in a bad way now. You shouldn't be emailing her.
Okay.
Kind of thing. And I was like, well, look, you know, I'm really trying my best to get the money back, you know. And he's like, well, I'll come down to you now with that. And I go,
oh, that's
brilliant.
Heavy man behaviour.
Brilliant. Now, I'm a young girl at the time. It was a long time ago.
Still are, by the way.
But I wish. But anyway, the brain's not as sharp. But however, he said, I'll come down to you. I'll have everything you need, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, he comes in with his Pat Mustard moustache, Georgie Burgess, whatever. He comes in and we sit down and he brings me paperwork. So I'm looking at the paperwork. Now, I have never seen anything like this before, so I wouldn't know my arse from my elbow with it. Yeah. So I said, let me bring and just show the powers that be. Stay there. Got him a coffee. I bring it down to the boss man and he's like, again, the fag, the collar. And he's looking at it. He goes, sorry, that's blank. It's still yet to be filled in. And I was like, oh shit, I just can't cope. With a blank cert, right? So he then comes down and both of us have a conversation with your man and we say, look, we can't. Like, we've solicitors that hold this money that's held
in escrow
until this actually happens.
Is that the appropriate use of escrow?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be able to use that.
Well done.
I'm so glad I was here to witness that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a moment.
As you were.
As I was. So anyway, he then leaves in a bit of a fluff about it and all the rest. And he said, I'll get it for you. Don't worry. Now, she's very upset. Don't be reaching out to her. Okay. And I said, I'll respect. Everything's here. Yeah. I'll release the date for you anyway. But let's just keep this up. Now, where I was working was North County Dublin. So I said, I'm going to nip down one of the days. I was going out. And I said, I need to go and get into... So I need some shoes for going out on a night out. Yeah. So I'm going to nip down to the Pavilions.
Where's the Pavilions?
Swords.
Okay.
Right? So I said, I'll nip down to Pavilions on my way home. So I said, I'll take myself out. It's been a busy day. I'll treat myself.
Here we go.
So I went down. Now, before I got there, I've had 2 weeks of my boss making me check all the, you know, death announcements in all the newspapers.
And also the emotional ramifications of, like, you are, I know you're not necessarily...
It didn't sit with me, do you know that way? Like, it was, I felt we were mean.
Sure.
Do you know, but he had me make sure I was checking, go back on papers, go find old papers, look at all the papers, every paper that came into the hotel, I was looking through for the names and all the rest. And no name was coming up, right? And we didn't, we probably did have RIP.ie, but... Anyway, I was looking in newspapers because that's where you looked at the time. So nothing there. So I treat myself after the trauma of the few weeks and all the newspaper searches, all that sort of crack. And I'm strolling around the Pavilions. I'm about an hour in, right? And I'm walking by and there's a butcher's downstairs at the time near, is it Dunn's, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Walking by there. There they are.
No.
That groom was alive and well.
No.
I was not seeing a ghost. Holding hands walked by me.
Holding hands.
Holding hands. Bastards. Holding feckin' hands.
Deceitful little miss.
Chatting. Laughing at me.
Laughing.
All my newspapers. Snickering. Going through, like no one everything I do. Oh, look at her looking for the death cert.
There's that wedding planner.
Yeah, look at the bitch there. So the that's what they were at.
Bitch.
Yeah. Mug.
Look at that dirty.
Mug. Mug. Okay, a bit much. Relax.
Look at that sweaty back.
Jesus. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
I'm joking.
So sorry.
There's nobody sweaty. Completely alive and well.
They see me. The head goes down.
No.
And they scurry off.
What's she like?
I thought she was lovely. But in hindsight, she's nothing but a wagon.
Did she give you any indication? Like, when you meet these people, because you meet so many people, right? And first impressions.
Look, you always, right. So at the end of the day, you want the sale. Right, and that's it. You want these people coming through the door, and some couples you click with, and you get on, you bounce off, you have a great time. And you know, sometimes circumstances happen where they decide not to get married there, and they move on. But you still have a really good relationship with them
because it's a nice thing that you're planning.
Yeah, but like I didn't have a brilliant relationship, but I didn't have a bad one. I had a very good, easy, like they could pick up the phone. We, you know, simple, standard, professional relationship with them. But they,
So what? So sorry, you see them alive, you see them both alive. They obviously clearly clock that you've seen.
Yeah, because I was standing there, I stopped and I was like, the head was like, what am I seeing?
And then
like,
they're gone.
They scurry off and I'm just too caught in the tracks to go, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like you don't actually have time to react to
No, because I was like, oh shit. And then you're kind of nervous as well because you're like,
That wasn't him or...
Or, you know, or they could get antsy with you, you know, and I'm there on my own, you know, whatever. So... I just watched them walk by and never heard from them.
Ever again?
Never heard from
them. And heavy-handed man, dad, gone?
Went back. Yeah, no, nobody came near us. They knew. They knew. She's the neck of them.
What do you think it is then? Do they just find a different venue?
They find a different venue or they decide they're going abroad. Or in some cases they say, oh, look, let's do something different. You see, when couples go to book their wedding, they're so excited, right? And they think they... And in a lot of cases they can rush into it and they book, oh, this is the first thing. And, you know, we're all... doing a job of selling a venue and doing all that and we can get really excited. So they went ahead and booked. I don't even think they probably shopped around. They came to this venue. Mm. They loved it, all the rest, but they can change their mind. And people's financial circumstances can change as well, but like the honesty.
This is
it's
it.
Fine. You know, actually, if you actually came
and
talked
to
me.
Yeah, is there anything we can do, or we're going to kick it out by a year or...
Whatever, or look, we're gone, Grant. Well, then you're not liable for the rest of the money because they were actually due a second deposit at that point. So I could have been anal and gone after them.
Yeah, you could have.
I could have gone after them, but I didn't. But, yeah.
Come here to me, have you ever been tempted to Google or LinkedIn and just see what they're up to these days?
I can't remember their names. See, that's three babies later. You don't remember things like that anymore. The details, I would have at the time, like, you know, I'd remember everybody's details. Yeah. I'd know their faces if I saw them.
Yeah.
So unless I could do, like, maybe a sketch.
Yes.
Put it in.
We'll bring that into the office.
Exactly.
One of my biggest fears when planning the tour around Ireland and figuring out the merchandise was that I wouldn't have a good vehicle to sell. But thanks to Shopify, I can use justgoodstuff.ie. I can update the website from my dressing room. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side. Would you say that that's, like, for me, that's definitely the most insane thing I've ever heard. Faking death just brings things to a new territory. However, there is another incident that you did experience, which I am amazed by because, you know, something that we discussed and we have been discussing over the last week is the relationship between brides and bridesmaids and expectations of bridesmaids.
Yes.
And I mean, like, ostensibly today's podcast was supposed to be about a sister who won, she won a €1,000 voucher, right? For a wedding dress and gave it to the sister. The sister doesn't think it's counts as a gift. What do you think on that?
Well, I can see both sides of it, right? And I'm not going to be sitting on the fence too much here. But so number one is she won €1,000 and there's very little amount of dresses in the market that you can buy for €1,000. So it depends on the shop she got
it.
So she probably ended up having to pay another €2,000. Maybe it depends on the
shop.
What's
the average dress cost?
The average dress cost at the moment is between $2,500 to $3,000. Right. Now, you can absolutely get dresses for €1,000, but I don't know what shop that was for.
Yeah.
Right. So either she got her whole dress. Wow, that's amazing. And my sister sorted out. But maybe in the bride's head, she's like, yeah, well, she didn't pay for that.
But in I suppose the point that I have on it is if she wins a €1,000 dress voucher, right?
Yeah.
She could just stand outside the shop and go to the next punter coming in going, listen, love, your husband looks like, you know, fitting well. Here's €1,000. Do you want to buy it for £700?
She could have. 100%. Absolutely, if they were thinking straight. But I think, look, I think the... Do you know what bothers me about weddings now is... And I see it from all sides. And I see, I get a lot of DMs about this. And you see, when you're in that wedding bubble, like, you start to go down the lady's track of a sense of serious entitlement when it comes to presents and this expectation.
Yeah.
Like, and I would have had couples for years in front of me speculating how much they're going to get in their cards.
No.
Yeah, like they'd be sitting in front of me doing it and telling me how much that they'll then pay me in cash on the day. I'm like, no, your wedding's due a month before. That's not going to work. And so I, like, it does really...
What's the, like, and I know everything is... Firstly, do you think a gift is a guarantee?
Well, I think, like, it was meant to be your presence is a present. But look, we're Irish.
I wouldn't dare
go to a wedding without giving a gift.
Agreed.
Right? If I was ever bridesmaid for someone and I gave them a €1,000 prize voucher, because it's a voucher, right? Because,
you
know,
cash.
It depends on the circumstances. If they were able to get their whole dress and I was the bride, I would be like, you've done enough. I don't need anything else from you. But this sense of, like, you owe me something.
Yeah.
I don't like that anymore.
So do you think, because somebody, we were having a conversation with a couple of producers outside earlier and they were saying that two things, that for a black tie wedding, you have to give more money.
Well...
because apparently it's costing the couple more. But I'm going, that's not the guest's fault.
No, like, so there's the general going rate of a card, right? Which we know is about 250 to 300 per couple, right? That's based on a poll, right? I'm not saying that's what it is. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It used to be 150 and then post-COVID went up. Everyone's gone mad, right?
But, but for just random punters like Sarah and Greg.
Yeah, like if I was going to a wedding, I'd probably put 250 in for the two of us. And if I was closer to the couple or we're in the bridal party, I'd probably go up again. But it's like, this is the way it's gone. And I probably wouldn't have thought like that until I saw what everybody is telling me that they're doing.
But there is
a huge, and even if people go abroad, this was the other thing I spotted with the poll. If you're going abroad, about 60% said they'd still give the same as if it was for Ireland, right? So
if yours, for instance, as a matter of interest, if you were getting married abroad, right, would you say if you had one of your friends doing like being the what do they call it, someone that does the priest role?
The celebrant?
Yeah. Would you like pay for their flights?
Well, yeah, you would. Yes. Yeah, if you were if you were saying to, so if you go to a celebrant and say, I want you to do my wedding in Italy, they'd be like, okay, well, my cost is this, this, and this.
Thank you.
You'd pay.
So, falling right into the honey trap there, Sarah. Michael's.
Well, it's part of their service. Well, hold on. Are they a registered professional working celebrant?
Yes, I am. I've been ordained. I was ordained 16 years ago, I think.
Yeah. But is it a real one or one of these Star Wars ones?
What it's not Star Wars. Hold on a second here.
Do a proper background. Are you sure?
Hold on a second here now. People always call me out for this. Hold on a second.
I need to see receipts.
Here's the receipts.
Well, it's lovely. Bring
Mark,
some
you were like
joy.
A giddy school kid as you were asking that question. I was like, this
I was sweating.
I was trapped. I'm so sorry.
No.
But no, but it's like if it was a registered celebrant that you're paying for, they would include that in their
rate.
Totally,
yeah. But,
okay, my friends, who's ready?
We are, yay.
Yeah, that's the enthusiasm. Mark Megan, this was Wednesday, the October the 9th, 2013, okay?
Oh, wow.
Mark, welcome to the Universal Life Church Monastery. Please retain this legal document for your records. Congratulations, Migo. You are now legally ordained for life, though you may relinquish your credentials at any time. As of Wednesday, the 9th of October, 2013, you have become a member of the prestigious clergy. You have earned a title worthy of, if you just send $3,000 to Nigeria. No, genuinely, I am ordained. So,
there you go.
Well, listen, Sarah Kennedy, it's been an absolute pleasure. If anybody listening, which of course most people already know you because you've got an unbelievably successful blog called the Irish Wedding Blog.
Now the Isle by Sarah Kennedy.
And now the Isle by Sarah Kennedy. Sarah, excuse me, because I know a girl called Sarah Kennedy, so that's why it's not out of ignorance.
That's all right.
Sarah Kennedy. And the Isle by Sarah Kennedy is, what can people get there?
So I put up all my advice, my blog posts, any reviews I do of venues and wedding stuff, it's all there. And then on Instagram, it still hasn't changed over because Instagram are painful, but it's Irish Wedding Blog over there.
Amazing.
So loads of stuff there.
So basically, if you're getting married this year, if you know somebody getting married this year or next year, you want to just stay on top of the trends, you want somebody else to go out to the, you know, terrifying, overwhelming world of wedding planning, Sarah is your woman for the job. And Sarah, I was telling you before we started recording that in light of some of the greed that we've witnessed in recent months on the show, we want to create like a wedding fund.
Brilliant idea.
And basically choose one Irish couple. We won't be choosing them, but it'll just be like all the names of the hat type thing.
Yeah.
And we want to present one Irish couple with like a massive novelty check.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
With money to go against their wedding. Yeah. Would you say you know any like wedding vendors who could throw in a few?
I will do a shout out to the wedding vendors that follow me because I've built them up over years.
Amazing.
And let's see what they come up
with.
There's loads of brilliant ones. I can guarantee you'll have cakes and everything like that. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
They'll do it.
So if you're listening to this, guys, check the GoFundMe link in the bottom. If everybody listening to the show today donated €2 or €3, we would have about €100,000 by the weekend. So
amazing.
Think about that. Now I think we're on €312.
That would get them. Yeah, that €100,000 will get them a fairly standard wedding.
Exactly.
With today's going rate.
Sarah Kennedy, you are an absolute legend. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. You are definitely probably looking forward to the News Talk interview after this. That'd be a little bit more safe.
Bring back Pat.
Listen, thanks a million, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thanks for having me.
Mark Megan's Roast Mortem. Thanks to the Brehon Hotel and Spa. In line with tradition, in tune with today. See thebrehon.com.